Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change.
The Brazilian federal government reiterated to the Bureau of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, that all logistical infrastructure and security conditions are in place for COP30, scheduled to take place in Belém, Pará, this November. The Bureau, a UN governance body that supports the climate conferences, convened virtually on Friday with leaders from around the world. During the meeting, the government of Pará also reinforced Brazil's commitment. According to the federal authorities, Belém has 53,000 lodging spaces, exceeding the estimated 50,000 participants expected for COP30. To provide greater security for delegations, the federal government has created a task force to work directly with each one. The group includes the COP30 Presidency, the Extraordinary Secretariat for COP30, the Ministry of Tourism, and the Government of Pará. This direct channel is designed to swiftly resolve issues related to accommodations, transportation, health, and other operational demands. COP30 President Ambassador André Correa do Lago noted that nations with fewer resources will be prioritized.
André Correa do Lago says, it is now clear that the COP will be held in Belém. Therefore, we must confirm all these rooms as soon as possible. This task force will provide the necessary support to help everyone secure suitable accommodation for the conference.
During the meeting, the Brazilian presidency's chief of staff, Rui Costa, emphasizes that holding the conference in the Amazon symbolizes Brazil leadership and service as a call for the world to recognize the forest as part of the climate solution. Pará governor Helder Barbalho added that monitoring group has also been established to prevent abusive logging practices with the participation of agencies such as the National Consumer Secretariat and the state's civil police. Walter Correa, Executive Secretary for COP30, stated that the government has addressed all 48 questions submitted by the Bureau, covering accommodations, transport, health, security, and logistics. He stressed that all measures are being carried out transparently and in consultation with stakeholders.
He said, the technical committee that visited at the start of the month approved every project, everything we have developed over a year and a half of planning and discussions.
Among the commitments presented by Brazil to ensure the success of COP30 in Belém is a guarantee of lower accommodation rates for least developed countries and small island developing states.
With information for COP30, Bárbara Menezes.
Bulletin COP30 Brazil. Information from the UN Conference for Climate Change, a Brazilian presidency partnership of COP30 with the government radio agency. For more information, visit cop30.br.